When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, and we are here trying to help you answer financial questions. If you've got one, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. Of course, we get emails from time to time, and we answer those emails on the air. And I want a different type of email question. I feel like we have listeners who have many other issues other than whether they should convert to a Roth IRA or whether or not they have enough. What else is on your mind? What else are you thinking about? It cannot be that those are the two only issues. I want to hear more about you guys. I'm so voracious. I got a great question from a friend of mine recently who literally sent me a text, "Grifter siblings, can you help?" How do you like that? Hey, what do you do if you find out your sibling is asking your elderly parent for money behind your back? You know what you do? You sit everybody down in a room and you say, this is going to stop. That was my two cents on that. And make sure that you are checking the accounts of your elderly friends and family, because you know what? These scams are out there and those are also running rampant. Mark, did you hear about this scam about the timeshare scam?
No.
Oh my God. This is amazing. The New York Times, the Daily Podcast, talked about a scam that blew my mind. It is basically somebody who has a timeshare, gets a call and says, hey, you know, we represent a firm that's buying timeshares. We have a Mexican buyer, blah, 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 blah. And the long story short is that it starts costing the person all sorts of money that they send to Mexico to facilitate the transfer of the timeshare. This particular person who shared his story on the New York Times Daily Podcast was, you're not going to believe it. He literally was robbed of hundreds of thousands of dollars for a timeshare that's probably worth like 20 grand. So why do I point this out? I point this out because you know what? You have to be on the lookout for all of this stuff. And to me, I think that not just your maybe not so nice siblings or other relatives who are trying to get at your parents, but also anyone else. You got to be on top of this. All right. That's my public service announcement for today. Otherwise, send me an email about something going on in your life. Maybe it's a little different. I want to hear some different stories. Okay. Check it out. JillOnMoney.com. Contact us. Okay. Now I'm doing some emails with a very regular subject of, do I have enough? This is from John. He and his wife are both 60. And he says, I have retired after 31 years of work and I have $2.5 million in retirement funds of various types. Okay, I retired at the age of 56 in late 2019, and I'm currently working for the county, and my wife works locally. I've been augmenting my income from a homestead fund. It will be done the end of this year. I still have a 401k Roth that I can use to get me to age 62, at which time I plan to totally retire. We've got about $1 million in assets, including home, property, cattle, and equipment. I don't even like, this is such a different world to me. Anyway, they sell cattle and they make $45,000 a year after expenses. They need $65,000 a year to cover all their expenses. Right now, they make about $125,000. They're vested with Social Security. They started working and paying in their also teens. We also have a special needs child to take care of for the rest of her life. Wow. I don't know if you have enough, because I really don't know about that part of it. For you guys, you definitely have enough. But do you have a special needs trust that has been drafted by an attorney who has that kind of expertise? That I would be interested in. It doesn't seem like you have a lot of problems here. You don't, you know, that you need $65,000 from $2.5 million. Seems fine to me. You're on track, John. But I do think that if you have a special needs child, you've got to make sure you've got the proper documentation. This is the longest email in the history of the show from Michael. Hi, Jill and Mark. I love your podcast. I listen to each and every episode, usually while in the car. I find it helpful, calming, and reassuring. I definitely learn something every day. Thank you for all you do for so many listeners via all of your channels. Okay, two questions that are related to a mega backdoor Roth 401k feature, which is offered by my employer. One, I'd love to get your opinion if I should take advantage of a mega backdoor Roth, or if I should be doing something different with my extra income, maybe contribute to my personal brokerage account. Okay. Current 401k is $331,000. About two-thirds is traditional and one-third is Roth. I now fully max out my 401k, including catch-up contributions. I have a great match, and it results in about $54,000 in my 401k. I don't know why you have to do a regular and a Roth 401k. So he's doing like half and half. So he's 52. He's single. He's got no kids. He has a significant other. They keep their finances separate. So he's got a base salary of $200,000. He makes $30,000 to $40,000 a year in a bonus. I don't know why you're doing a regular 401k and a Roth 401k. So let me start with that. So number one thing I'm going to tell you is, forgetting about the mega backdoor, do all Roth. Your Roth 401k is where your money should go and was where your catch-up contribution should go. And it's where your employer contribution and match should go. Not that but if they can. So he has a brokerage account, a small brokerage account that's valued at $8,500. He's only recently begun doing this. He's got a lot of money. He's got he's 52 years old. He's got no kids. He's got $1.6 million in retirement, blah, 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 breaks it all down. But here's the thing. Okay, so two big questions. One is, should you do the mega backdoor? I don't think you need to. I do think you should do all Roth for contributions going forward. That's number one. Number two, your overall retirement preparedness, I think you're in a great space right now. You have everything you need to do, you have done. But what I do think you should be doing is taking any extra money and putting money in this brokerage account. And, you know, he says he's doing ETFs and a few individual stocks. Treat it very much more like, this is my supplemental retirement account. Have a strategy with this. And I think that you'll be, you are absolutely on track. He has a question about consolidating 401ks. I'll tell you what I would do. Whatever you have, he's got three different 401ks, two former employers. Roll it all into your current plan. Have all your 401k money in one place, if that's possible. If you really want to have more control, or your plan is not good, then put it into your traditional IRA or your Roth IRA, wherever that's held. And I presume that you've got an account somewhere where you are able to choose low-cost index or ETF funds. That's where I would do it. But you seem to be in a very good place. But considering that you say you may want to retire early, Michael, definitely think that having some of that brokerage account buildup would be really helpful to you. Hope that helps. Okay, this is from Paula Anonymous. Okay, First, thank you, Aunt Jill and Uncle Mark, for entertaining and educating me for so many years. You are my first listen podcast every day, and I'm hoping you can help me with a strategy I've been cooking up. Oh boy, here we go. My 84-year-old mother is in a lower tax bracket than me and my siblings. She's in the 24 versus 35 to 37% brackets. She has $2 million in an IRA, and we've been considering doing a backdoor Roth. She does not have a current Roth established. What happens if she were to pass before the five-year rule? Do the remaining years just carry forward to the heirs, or are there other complications that I am aware of? Given our fortunate financial situation, we'd all be fine not touching the money until we're requested to take it out, giving us 10 plus years of tax-free growth. But I don't understand the pro rata rule. It's highly unlikely we'd be able to get all the money out before she passes. How does that come into play? Here's the answer. I don't know about your question, but this seems like more trouble than it's worth. First of all, she's not going to be in the 24% bracket if you do the whole thing at once. You know, like we'd have to have her pay at $2 million and then $2 million would now be part of her actual taxable income. So that doesn't make any sense to me. Could she start taking out money, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year? Sure. You can convert the money. You don't have to do a backdoor Roth. What you really want to do is convert the money. Does she have other places to tap to pay the tax that's due? Given that she's 84, I think really the best idea is, and I don't know what else is going on for her, is that why don't we have her take out enough money to get her to pay taxes at the worst case, the 32% tax bracket, and at least that will be cheaper than yours. Remember, you can take the money out. She can pull the money out on her own, but he didn't mention any, or she didn't mention any other asset besides that IRA. That's what I'd need to know. All right. Here's a question from Natalia, who is a return questioner. Back in 2019, we answered a question and she said, we asked whether we were on track to buy a house and a year later we bought it. They locked in a 3.1% interest rate. Oh my gosh. 4 years later, listen to this. 4 years and two kids later, we are wondering how to allocate our savings between retirement and college, between the mortgage and the tuition for two private daycare. Monthly savings just aren't as good as they used to be. Yeah. Remember when you were single? The only thing you had to worry about was how much money I should sock away and where? Salary, 260 grand. There's $6,000 in brokerage, 75,000 in cash. The retirement accounts, husband maxes out 401k. She's got a pension. And listen to this, because she works in a certain kind of organization, her salary is not taxable, but she can't have an IRA. All right. She's got $64,000 in traditional IRA. She's got $135,000 in a Roth. She has $529,000, $26,000 for the older kids, $6,000 in the younger. They're saving about $900 a month between the two. They've got a house value of $970,000. They put down 20%. They got 26 years left. Okay, let's see. Oldest son will go to public school this fall, and that will save them $2,000 a month. I'd love to hear your take on how we're doing in terms of our retirement and college savings. All right, so we've got young kids. They're saving $900 a month. She can't have an IRA. She does get a pension, which will be tax-free. I think that you're doing just fine. I would just pull, you know what I would do? I would just try to, instead of thinking about, you know, I don't have a retirement account, I would say that once that $2,000 is freed up, I would try to put, say, $1,000 a month at least into a brokerage account for you guys. And then you could split up the other $1,000. I really would rather you tilt more towards retirement than towards education. You're putting the $900 a month away already. It seems like a lot. Let's see what happens. Don't do anything until the older one goes to school. And with that $2,000, maybe I would do like $1,500 a month into a brokerage account of that $2,000 and put the extra $500 towards the younger kids, $529, and call it a day. Tilt towards retirement. Okay. Thanks to Mark Tellercio, who is the executive producer, the best one in the whole world, who puts up with me. And you all who consistently go to the JillOnMoney.com website and click that contact us button and ask your questions. So I thank you guys as well. Hey, you can subscribe to this program on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. And don't forget to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
Do you ever see a new face or name on your news feeds and say, who the heck is that?
Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't. The New Yorker says we spelunk deep into the demimonde with convivial delight. That's a direct quote.
Mostly, we're going to explain to you Irish star Barry Keoghan's sudden rise to fame and relationship with a not-so-under-the-radar pop princess named Sabrina.
The fake wedding Real Housewives star Cynthia Bailey had to promote a limo rental company.
And why all the Gen Zers you know are talking about a guy named Benson Boone.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we answer the most burning celebrity queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.